Ravi Rambaran of Sagicor is one of the regional experts on insurance. At the recent colloquium on the industry that took place here in Barbados, he identified the Caribbean property and casualty insurance industry as weak in capacity. And he said it was also lacking consolidation, with too heavy a reliance on foreign reinsurers for technical assistance and financing, and that we are price takers on reinsurance. Mr. Rambaran went on to tell the gathering that while we are recovering from catastrophes in 2016, 2017, and this year, the region has a staggering 80% of uninsured economic losses. But he made another significant observation, that government policy in the region has strangled the pensions and insurance industries and stopped them from making more of a contribution to economic growth.
Now, we have compulsory insurance for cars, but we do not have compulsory insurance for property. Why? Makes no sense to me. And by the way, why I was smiling at the question, if we had more people covered, would the prices go down? Not necessarily. I'll give you an example of Barbados. There's compulsory motor insurance in Barbados. The worst claim history in the Caribbean right now is the Barbados motor car market. Worst drivers in the Caribbean, without a doubt. The numbers don't lie. But to close this production gap requires compulsory insurance of your property. Right now, compulsory insurance is only required buying a property. So the lender will require that it be insured. But really, that insurance is to protect the lender in the event that you can't pay off the loan. It is not there to replace the property. That is not the purpose. At the same time, unless we find a way to come together to create a private Caribbean-wide PNC catastrophe pool, we will not reduce the FX strain. We can't eliminate it. But out of $1 billion a year that we are spending, and if you present value that, that's a lot of money. Even if we could save 100 million US, 200 million US, it goes into building social resilience. It can go into other areas to assist us in some of those key risks. So my proposition is very simple. Consider the financial services sector in totality, not just one part. The financial services sector has capacity of close to 38 to 40 billion US dollars. What we have is a misallocation of savings and capital in the region. We have a misallocation issue. But public debt reduction is creating investment space. Because every month, the long-term investors, meaning pension funds, national insurance and life insurance funds, and Trinidad Sovereign Wealth Fund, they are collecting money every month. And now that governments are no longer crowding out the private sector, that money has to go somewhere. That is a fundamental part of why the stock market in Jamaica has shut up. Money has to find a home. So there definitely is capacity for alternative finance, where do you warrant, in the form of insurance-linked securities, whether it be cat bonds, whether it can be a parametric, full-scale, it doesn't matter. There is room. Because these type of funds are genuine long-term investors. But by policy, they became a captive funding source for governments. By policy. At the same time, the winners of new investments for climate change will be just using our energy, because with the exception of Trinidad, we're all reliant on fossil fuel energy, would be wind, solar, hydro energy. Again, we can be financiers whether through equity or debt.
That's Ravi Rambaran of Sagicor.